Another audio booth from Matt through the Weymouth and Portland live site. Again, it's Monday the 30th of July. Just a quick reflection on, I suppose, the different types of sites that we've seen during this research process. We've clearly seen, you know, spaces such as like public parks being really taken over, heavily commercialised, a lot of segmentation, not just of spaces but also of consumers, you know, from VIP areas. We've seen through obviously different forms of commercial areas, from, you know, play areas to zorbing to, you know, zip lines, and also the classic array of everything from burgers to Beaujolais stalls that we've seen. What's interesting about this one is, as we've said earlier today, it's very, very difficult for them to try and contain this beach space. Even as I'm speaking just now, there's a couple of security guards ushering away, you know, parents who want to walk round the barrier and move literally 2 feet from one space of the beach into, you know, the actual sporting arena where the kids are playing, you know, and engaging in rugby and, you know, playing football and table tennis and even having a shot in the kayaks. Here's a little boy. I'm just looking at a little boy here trying to get over, and the security guard trying to usher him away, and the little kid can't understand why he can't literally step across a 2 feet space to join these other kids playing, you know, only 10 feet away from him. And really it seems amazingly futile attempt, as we've said before, to try and, you know, curtail this space, because it's clearly quite different on a beach space where people are engaging in the classic family friendly fun atmosphere, but in the wake of these massive, you know, obviously mediated screens. And of course it's one of the strangest things, because the funny thing you get here is you have this whole sense of inclusion of families, of, you know, different tourist groups, of nations, etc., all come to watch the sailing. So you have that kind of communal kind of spirit. A lot of these things that you might see of, you know, echoing of friendship and excellence and all these things that are inclusive of the values of the Olympic movement. And yet it then tends to have this kind of clash, and unnecessary clash it would seem at that, of trying to protect some sort of kind of branded space in order to, I suppose, to try and help the sponsors. But again, we're going to come back and look at this discourse between the kind of brand and this attempt to segment these spaces in a little while. Okay, I've just resumed here after having a major confrontation with security, which is absolutely fantastic. The little boy who wanted to get over, as I mentioned just earlier, I went across and said, look, that little kid just wants to come across. He's wanting to play with these kids. I want to go to the other side. Before I knew it, there was half a dozen security guys trying to stop me stepping over a piece of sand. Just then, a local chap who lives in Weymouth, an old chap, maybe I'm in his 50s, came over and literally says, look, I'm walking in this water, I'm walking across there, you are not going to stop me, this is my beach. And the police are called and everything, and this old guy just walked straight on, just marched straight on and didn't care a jot. Had a major chat with the guys, obviously tried to secure the space, but absolutely fascinating. So speak to David and we'll come back to this later.